is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
NFL training camps are opening around the country. That means sports bars will be filling up, and they are a passionate crowd. That's just one reason why I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. The folks at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, close friends and family, they don't even know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friends Steve Romeo and Matt Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget Ray Spencer, a candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 6, will join us coming up after 2 o'clock. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you are up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, is George Orwell of the classic book, which we used to be required to read back in the day, 1984.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not a good movie, but a very difficult movie. But a very difficult movie to try to make to emulate the book. But as the book predicted, our CDC has redefined the word vaccine. Webster's has gone along with this phony. She was picked not by merit, but by gender and race to sit on our Supreme Court. She couldn't define woman. Webster's dictionary has you don't want a dictionary older than 2019. The good news is, my friend, 98% of America, through your platform here, and they're trying to shut all of you and your constituency up and down the dial all over the country down. Through the beauty of you guys, 98% of American parents, they're not letting their children take the jab or the, and I won't use that. I won't use the V word because it's not a V word. Unfortunately, you had to find out the V. You found out when you caught the flu. You didn't have the flu. You took the flu vaccine and you got sick. And I
remember you still
that.
Got it.
It broke my heart when you took the jab. Anyway, 98% of American parents are not giving their children the stab. We still have hope for this country, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, Frank. More to come as we continue. We'll take you back to Washington in just a few minutes, let you hear more from the former president, Donald J. Trump. That's all straight ahead as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And a 132 as we check in our conditions on area freeways right now. If you're on Interstate 15, you're probably feeling the traffic there. Very heavily congested. Southbound at Oakey, northbound 15 at Sahara. Sluggies through the resort corridor right now. Congestion on the Beltway, 215 northbound. That's at Pebble. Those lane restrictions continue on Interstate 515. Traffic is light right now. But still, only two lanes through the construction zone. That's from Eastern all the way up to the Spaghetti Bowl as you head westward on the 515. And US 95 North from Craig to Rancho, the HOV's left lane is going to be closed tonight.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Major League Baseball, the Dodgers are home tonight facing the Washington Nationals. Mitch White will get the start for Los Angeles. The Nationals will counter with Josiah Gray. The Nats took game one of the series Monday night, winning 4-1. Tony Gonsolin suffering his first loss of the season after he went 11-0 before last night's game. The Angels are in Kansas City tonight to take on the Royals. Jose Suarez getting the start for LA. He is 1-4 with an ERA of 5.60. Kansas City will counter with Angel Zerpa. Royals have won three straight after beating the Angels Monday night 7-0. The Raiders continuing training camp in Henderson on August 4th, a week from Thursday. They'll open up the preseason with the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, and they'll take on Jacksonville. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's take you back to our nation's capital. Former President Donald J. Trump returning to Washington for the first time since leaving office, speaking the keynote address at the America First Agenda Summit. Let's take you there live on Live and Local.
We weren't coming. We had the lowest numbers in 42 years on sex traffickers. The human traffickers, mostly women, by the way, second children, less is men. Last is men, but mostly women. And we had the best numbers that we've had in many, many decades because we had the border stopped up. We had a lot of people, including, as I told you, 28,000 Mexican soldiers. And they were allowed to be tougher. If our soldiers look at somebody and don't say, good morning, ma'am, how are you? They want to throw them out of the military. The Mexican soldiers are a little tougher than that. They're ultimately not tougher because we have the greatest military in the world. As you know, we got rid of ISIS 100%. Great people, great soldiers. We have the greatest in the world, but they have to be also allowed to do their job. Just this month, we all heard the horrifying story of an illegal alien in Ohio charged with raping a 10-year-old child. To keep such predators out of our country, we need to pass a dramatic sentencing enhancement for those caught breaking our immigration laws so that anybody with a record of sex crimes will not set foot on our soil. And if they do, they'll be out of here quickly or they'll be in one of our prisons, which is also very likely. These are just some of the critical reforms we should race to implement. We have to get it done as soon as we possibly can. Our country and the lives of our people are at stake, and we do not have a moment to waste. Our country is in a condition on crime that we've never seen before, not even something that anybody in this audience would think is possible. And when you look at the violence of the crimes, dumping a young man in a garbage can and setting him on fire, and I dealt with the mother of that young man, and so many other things, you could go on for days and days. The damage that's been caused. While I have focused on public safety today, there's much more to the America First agenda, as you all know very well, looking into the future. And I look forward to laying out many more details in the weeks and months to come. It's just the beginning, but it's also, and we can say this to Brooke, it's also a policy. You can say conservative, you can say whatever you want. It's really a policy of common sense, and it's a policy of law and order. Hello, Alvita. How are you? Thank you. We have to do so much. We need to save our economy and stop the inflation crippling American families. We have to rescue our schools from the Marxist teachers' unions. We need to completely demolish the corrupt education bureaucracy and liberate our children. We need to protect. This is the craziest thing to have to say this, because who would ever think we have to say this? We need to protect parents' rights. Can you imagine? You're up here as, I'm a politician. I don't like to consider myself. I'm a politician, I guess. I ran for president. I won. Then I won a second time. Did much better the second time. Did a lot better. been a lot better. Very corrupt. I always say I ran the first time and I won. Then I ran a second time and I did much better. We got millions and millions more votes. And you know what? That's going to be a story for a long time, what a disgrace it was. But we may just have to do it again. We have to straighten out our country. We have to straighten out our country. We had it there. We had it. We actually did it twice. We did it pre-COVID, and then we did it again, and we handed over a stock market that was higher than it was pre-COVID. Nobody can even believe it. We actually did it twice. So, it's a very sad thing. All of the things I'm talking about would have been done. We need to get political correctness and left-wing race and gender theories out of our military so that America can once again fight and win wars. We have to be thinking about winning. We have to abolish all COVID mandates and lockdowns and rehire every patriot who is fired from the military with an apology to them and give them their back pay that they've been looking for. It's a great shame of the Pentagon brass that they have not spoken out in defense of their own service members. They have to speak out. To drain the swamp and root out the deep state, we need to make it much easier to fire rogue bureaucrats who are deliberately undermining democracy, or at a minimum, just want to keep their jobs. They want to hold on to their jobs. Congress should pass historic reforms empowering the president to ensure that any bureaucrat who is corrupt, incompetent, or unnecessary for the job can be told, did you ever hear this? You're fired. Get out. You're fired. Have to do it. Deep state. Washington will be an entirely different place. Our current appeals process, as an example for these rogue bureaucrats, has three stages which take, on average, 5 years per stage. In other words, to fire someone who is doing a bad job, if the government wins, will take 15 years under our current system. Think of that. 15 years. Almost all politicians will be long gone before that process even ends. In addition, we need a great national effort to bring back our supply chains, bring back our factories, which we did a lot of, by the way. We made great trade deals. Great, great. Got rid of NAFTA, the worst trade deal ever made. USMCA is the best. In fact, if you know, Canada and Mexico want to renegotiate the deal. And I say to Biden, don't do it. And don't give up the tariffs on China. We want to bring back our jobs and secure manufacturing independence. We need to rapidly maximize domestic oil and gas production to restore energy independence and bring the price of gasoline back down to a number that nobody even believes anymore. We had it down to $1.87. Can you imagine? To build on my historically successful trade policies that brought back millions of jobs and billions of dollars, we need to strengthen our trade laws, give the president more tools to combat unfair trade, make Section 301 more usable, and don't take the tariff power away from the president. If you do, it's the greatest gift to China and other countries that you could ever do. For the senators, don't allow it to happen. It's before you. If you do that, you're not a great American, and I'll say it very strongly.
That's the president, the former president Donald J. Trump, live in our nation's capital. It goes back to the whole genesis of live and local. In that case, that is live. That's the first appearance in D.C. for Donald J. Trump since he left the presidency. And he is fired up. We'll try and go back to Washington if he's still speaking in a few minutes. We'll try and go back and give you the end of his remarks. It's the and by the way, in case you're wondering, it's the America First Agenda Summit in our nation's capital. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
Wayne Allen Root. This afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
More lawyer, less fee. I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Vintage Donald J. Trump at the America First Agenda Summit. Let's go there for the final moments of his speech, his first trip back to D.C. since leaving office. Let's go live to our nation's capital.
Now we have the January 6th Unselect Committee of Political Hacks and Thugs. And it's this, think of this, these are hacks and thugs. These are the same people that we've been dealing with for 4 years, same people. And it's the very people who perpetrated the lies that I was an agent of Russia, like Adam Shifty Schiff and others, who are standing before the same microphone, same thing, they get out and they say, oh, our country is suffering so badly because... And he knows the whole thing is a hoax. I said this the other day. He knew Russia was a hoax. Him, Hillary Clinton, the DNC, the Democrats. And he stood pompously before microphones. His head, as you know, I feel, is shaped like a watermelon. He's quite an unattractive man. Now, see, they'll get me in trouble for that, Kellyanne, because by saying he's unattractive, they'll say, that's a horrible thing to say. But he said slightly worse about me. But think of this. He knows it's a hoax. He goes, not a stupid person, an evil person, a sick person, in my opinion, but he goes before these same microphones, and he said, President Donald Trump's son, Don Jr., will go to prison for what he's done with Russia. What kind of a man would say that my son, or put yourself in my son's position, that he's going to prison on something that he doesn't even know about, and that Adam Schiff knows is a hoax and a fairy tale and was made up? And the New York Times, Bret Stephens, did a piece on it the other day. They admit now that it was a totally made up hoax. He's saying my son should go to prison, and he knows it was a hoax. What kind of a human being can do that? Only a sick, evil, very bad human being. And now I have the same people there, the same people, other than Cheney, who's the worst, and crying Adam Kinzinger. I watched him today. He's tall. I mean, these people are just, you know, but the same basic people are now going on this. And it's so unfair. When you see what happened to BLM, when you see what happened to Antifa, when you see what happened to all of the killing, all of the killings that took place all over the country, and then what you see what they're doing to people that in some cases didn't even enter the building, and you see the way they're being tortured and handled so horribly, when you see Kamala Harris getting people out on bail that burned down buildings and killed people and getting them out on bail, and you can't even get many of these people out on bail, what a sad thing. And something's going to have to happen because people are not going to take it much longer. There's two sets of justice, and we don't have to go into it, but nobody's ever seen what's happening today in our country.
That's the former President Donald J. Trump live in our nation's capital, his first visit to D.C. since leaving office. And it was an amazing speech, and it's still going on. If we can go back to it later, we will. But I wanted to bring that to you live. That is the former President of the United States and his first visit back in D.C. since leaving office. Stay where you are. More to come. Ray Spencer will join us. Spent a lot of time on the job. We'll talk about that. He's retired now, and he is running for Las Vegas City Council. That'll be coming up at 2:05 as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Chuck, can you break down this whole debt treadmill issue for us?
There are a lot of payday loan companies out there, and some of them trap you on a debt treadmill. It means you keep paying interest, roll over your loan, or borrow money from one company to pay back another loan. Your principal never goes down, and it's not good.
Okay, so look out for that. How does it work at Dollar Loan Center?
We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment you make at Dollar Loan Center. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at your principal.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get a signature installment loan up to $5,000 in just minutes. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com.